What is up, guys? Welcome to the Busa Podcast with me, Rhea Cortez. And grabe, it has been 3-2 years since our last episode. So ngayon, I've actually just decided, ngayong gabi lang, pag open ko ng laptop, I decided to revive this podcast. Kasi naisip ko, I also need this. Kasi I really need someone to talk to from time to time, just for the sake of releasing all these thoughts that is in my head, yung mga ideas. Since, yun nga, everyday ang daming information na pumapasok sa utak natin. And to focus, we need na ma-release itong mga nagkakos ng distractions na thoughts. So, yeah, I may just release it through this podcast. And also, I also wanna share advices and insights on different things. Depende sa inyo if you would like to suggest topics. This night, I would like to share some tips, which is from a not gonna lie question na sabi, can I get leadership tips? Ayan. So, if you don't know, guys, I am a student leader since grade 4. So, grabe, 12 years na already. I'm still a student leader kasi hindi ko talaga matanggihan because I feel like na-naturalize na siya sa akin. Like, I need to have something na kailangan maiambag for a certain community or for a certain, circle that I am in. Ayan. So, tonight, yun, sasagutin natin yung not gonna lie question. Bibigyan natin ng tips. And if you are also someone who is vying for a position or is new to student leadership, this could help you to maybe visualize what you would like for you, yourself, to be as a student leader. And dun sa mga student leader na din, I hope that this could help you develop yourself, or if you have another insights or suggestions, you can just message me through my personal accounts sa Twitter, IG, at We Are Cortez. Ayan. So, let's start na with the tips. So, number one tip for you guys, being a student leader does not mean that you are in a much higher position than those you are leading. So, unang-una, before ka naging student leader, is you're a student. And ang nangyari lang naman is that you're being elected or appointed to a specific position. You've been given a power to decide on things, especially when mga emergency things. But you're still a student. Ang pangit na ng mentalidad ng student leader is you think of yourself as a higher person than them just because you're a student leader. No. You're leading them. That's your responsibility. Even, they have privileges that you don't have. And that is, wala yung burden sa kanila to decide on things and to receive these negative feedbacks, for example, issues, concerns. But you have that burden. So, ano yung pagkakaiba nyo? It's just that you're a student leader. You're leading them. They might have the capabilities, they might have the skills, but that's good for you that you have the courage to put yourself forward. But that does not mean that you're way better than them. You're just leading this set of students. Yun lang, let's just not think of ourselves as a higher position than them. And even our co-officers, kahit meron tayong hierarchy na president to representatives, for example, if baka iba sa iba, hindi natin siya titingnan as, okay, ako president, mas mataas yung position ko sa'yo, wala kang sabi dito sa specific na matter na to. Hindi. People have perspectives and we should value all those perspectives. Kasi may mga idea siya na hindi mo alam. And may idea ka din na hindi niya alam. So we just need to work together, which is the very essence of having a group, of having an organization. So number two is very important, especially for a president. Ngayon, I am currently a president of a certain organization in our school. So ngayon, itong tip na ito is very critical. Master your circumstances or your circumstances will master you. And if this happens, you will pull the people you're leading along with you. If you're a president, ha? And then when you have a negative circumstance, like the circumstances does not go along with your plan, with your initial plan, and nakita ng mga members ng organization and your officers, like ikaw ay nagapanic, like feeling very, ano ka, pessimistic agad-agad. Because you heard na ganito yung circumstance. No, you shouldn't be like that if you're the president. Guys, presidents, and those aspiring to be presidents, you're the foundation of the organization. Ikaw yung source ng lakas at motivation ng organizations na nililid nyo. So kapag ikaw mismo as a president, nakikita nila na sumusuko ka kaagad, na you are really panicking kaagad, you're negatively reacting kaagad, that's a no-no. Because your members will see you as something na unreliable, and kapag ganyan ang nangyayari, someone will put themselves forward to lead instead of you. Papunta tayo sa 3. Kapag sobrang hirap na, I mean, this, syempre kapag you really tried the best that you could as an organization, you really led your team to the best of your abilities regardless of the circumstances, pero the circumstances still is very difficult to overcome, it's okay to say that to your members, it's okay to say that to your officers na you're having a difficult time to deal with the situation. Because guys, for the previous years, what I have learned and what I have observed is that the members, the students that you're leading is very welcome and very willing to help you. So kapag it's alright to tell them na I'm having a difficulty to deal with the situations, do you have any suggestions? If it becomes difficult, then it's okay to tell them. Be honest and communicate. Number 4, systematize everything and plan all the way. By all the way, I mean before, until the end of your term, and even after your term. So, number 1, systematize. What makes managing an organization easy is that there is a system. Without systems, there won't be a guiding, kumbaga, framework on your organization. Kasi if there is already a system, like information dissemination, like on checks and balances, like may guidance na eh, yung mga officers. So, they don't have any reason to tell you na, hindi ko kasi alam kung saan pupunta, hindi ko alam kung ano gagawin. Because you already have the frameworks. The organization already have the guides. And kapag halimbawa, you're planning to run for a specific organization, tapos wala pang sistema, then start it. Kasi kailangan yung sistema. At least, yung sunod na officers would already have a guide para sila makabigay din ng something new na makakapag-develop pa ng organization. So, systems are very important. So, plan all the way naman. Medyo problem kasi to in some organizations that pinapatungan lang sila or pinapasahan lang sila ng duties ng administration or ng advisor, which is very wrong because you're an organization, you're supposed to serve the students. Kaya, plan all the way. What I mean by this is that initially pa lang, halimbawa, when you get elected, then plan. Plan the whole year. Plan the whole term. Just, it's okay to maybe base your plan on the previous academic calendar because most probably, halos same lang din naman. May mga movements lang ng schedules. But, it's okay to base kasi wala pa naman yung bagong calendar. So, based from the academic calendar, mag-set na kayo. Ano yung mga events? Strategize nyo. Dapat ganitong month itong event because magiging busy yung mga students. Tapos ganitong month, ganitong event because it also aligns to a specific observance. Kasi kapag wala kayong plano, kayo mag-a-adjust lagi. Syempre wala kayong plano eh. Kung ano yung naisip nyo lang ngayon, kayo mag-adjust doon sa schedule. Eh, since kapag planado nyo na talaga the whole year, sila mag-a-adjust if may mga ilalagay na bago. Kasi, yun eh, like kayo nakapag-approve na ng proposal. So, yun ang mag-a-adjust, yung mga bagong activities or projects, diba? Even sa next term, you can plan, like, sa sunod na generation of student leaders. Because it's very important to train people to turn over the organization to. Which is, I will expound later. But number 5 muna, is to value your people and check on them. Ngayon, as a president, ito yung nakagawian ko ng practice whenever we start working together. Halimbawa, we are elected. Yung ginawa ko ngayon sa organization namin. Nagpa-meeting ako, first things first, sa agenda ng first meeting is the vision. Set the vision for the whole term. Ano ba yung vision na gusto nyong mangyari for your department, for example? Yung sa amin nun, I think, is to be one of the most influential organization or philosophical organization of students in the Philippines. And it's to bring back the organization, to the landscape of the college. Ganyan. Ganun yung vision namin. Tapos, and then, suggest, and then, nag-agree. The next agenda, interact with each other, know each other. Number one na tinanong ko sa kanila, what is your convictions? Bakit ka naandito? Bakit ka mag-run for the position? And then, since nalaman na yung convictions, ano yung mga previous experiences mo? Like credentials. Yan. Like kayo mismo mag-meeting-meeting. Okay, ito pala yung previous experiences mo. Okay, we can work on that. And then, after the experiences, yung pet peeves saka work. Syempre, kailangan din yun ma-raise. Like, ano ba yung pet peeves mo? Lagi bang late? Wala bang initiative? Hindi ba sensitive sa mga nararamdaman ng kanyang mga katrabaho? Yung mga ganun. So, you need to know each other. Kasi, before you really could work well together, you need to build a bond. Especially from the president. Na ikaw na mismo ang manguna. Build a bond within the officers. Yun. Doon na muna mag-start. Then, you have the vision. One vision. Kahit iba-iba kayo ng perspektibo. Kahit iba-iba kayo ng skill sets, iba-iba kayo ng maybe responsibilities na pinaprioritize, you still have one vision, which means na ang papatunguan nyo ay iisa for the whole term, regardless of the differences that you have as individuals. So, the vision is very important. Aside from building a bond, value their individual capabilities, their skills. Kapag nakikita mo na they're trying to introduce a certain skill to you, like halimbawa, they tried to host a certain event, then yun, they try to do it as much as possible or as often as possible since nakikita mo na gusto niya din yung ginagawa. Because kinon, at least madedevelop din aside from showcase yung talents ng co-officer or even members. Yan, and then check up on them. Kasi, be sensitive then, especially presidents. Kasi kayo yung nagbibigay ng tasks. Be sensitive, no, on how you give your officers tasks, how, on the way you tell them what to do, ganyan. And mamaya, I would add a tip on about that. So, yun. If nakikita mo na yung officer mo nakaupo sa gilid, may problema for a certain project niya, and then check up on him, her, or them, na, are you okay? Do you need help? May problema ba kayo sa committee nyo? Do you need to get additional help from other officers? Kasi yung iba, available naman. And yun yung misconception din sa organization na kapag officer ka sa, or if you're a president, or if you're a VP, dun ka lang nalilimit na trabaho. No. If ganun yung perspektibo mo, meaning that you're running just for yourself, na you're doing this specific job because that's your job. So that masabi na ginagawa mo yung trabaho mo. Pero if you're working really not just for yourself, not just for the position, but you're really working to serve the students, kapag kaya ko pa naman, ibibigay ko. Kasi I am a student leader. I will do the things that is needed to get to the vision. Very important. Ito din. Maybe number... Ito na yung number 6 ko. Don't just tell people what to do, but tell them how to think about what they do. Kaya very important yung vision. Kasi you have just one vision. You're going in one path, regardless kung saan man kayo galing. Make them understand why this vision, how to achieve this vision, why this is important. Doon na sila, nila ma-understand why I am doing this, why I am doing this specific task, because we're going to the vision na pinag-set namin for the organization. Kailangan mong mapaintindi sa mga ka-officer mo or sa members na you're doing this because we have this vision. And this vision is important because it will make us better. It will make our organization better. Ginagawa ko to kasi I want that every student na nililid namin would have a platform to showcase what they are capable of, diba? And with that kind of reason why they're doing it, nagkakaroon really ng passion to do it. And hindi mo na kailangan problemahin yung quality of work because that would be natural. If the people that you're working with knows why they're doing what they're doing and have a deep sense of value about what they are doing. And then di ko na alam kung ano number. But the last one is to train people to turn over to organization too. Dapat sa buong taon nyo, sa term nyo, may tina-train na kayo. Simula pa lang. Okay, ito sa committee, nakikita ko, magaling to. Okay, let's train them. Like, lahat ng nakikita nyo na willing to put themselves forward, i-train nyo sila. Kasi they might be the next president, they might be the next secretary. And I would just end this podcast by saying na to those aspiring student leaders, I hope that you're aspiring not because of the privileges that you would get for the position, but because you want to change something within the organization that you're aiming to be an officer of. Kasi the more responsibility you have, the more power actually that you can change the status quo. Diba? The more responsibility na ibigay sa'yo, the wider that you could make change. The more power that you could change the things na nakikita mo na mali sa certain organization na gusto mong pasukin. Change things. Influence. Don't be afraid. Because the way you do things, magiging natural na lang yan. If it really comes from the right intentions. And your output as a student leader will become the testament of the very intention that you have in you. That is all, guys. So if you have any more suggestions on topics, just DM me. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening.